afternoon, everybody. I'm calling to order the meeting of the Jefferson County Public Hospital District Number 2, educational session on Wednesday, November 1st, 2017. First order, this has been officially audio recorded. The first order of business is to approve the agenda. Is there a motion to do that?
So moved.
Second.
Is there discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Agenda's approved. Now we have Brandy Manuel, our Chief Patient Care Officer, with a patient story.
So this is a story of an older woman who doesn't actually live in our community, but had fallen down and had a really bad break of her ankle. So she was taken initially to another hospital where she did not have a good experience. And 10 days later, she went back home and called her doctor, who actually referred her here to see Dr. Nauman, who is one of our orthopedic surgeons. She was taken then by ambulance here to see him. So when she got here, and this is from her in her own words, "I met the most gentle and kind gentleman of my life. Dr. Nauman lights up a room when he comes in. He provides reassurance, and he gave me the spark that helped me to feel I wanted to get better and live. Dr. Nauman operated on me and put me in a room better than any hotel. The staff on the floor was fabulous, all of them, from the person at the desk to the person who cleaned my room. The nurses and physicians were very kind and funny. I mean, I don't think I laughed so much in my whole life. Unfortunately, my wound did not heal well, so I was referred to Patty Hoyecki in the wound care clinic. I had to travel often to Port Townsend, and at times I felt like I wasn't going to get better, but Patty and her staff always reassured me that I would get better. This helped me keep a positive outlook and keep coming for care. Now that I have healed, I miss my trips to your hospital. Please tell the administration what an incredible place you have and keep doing your great work."
Thank you. Nice. First time I've ever heard of somebody wanting to come into the hospital like that.
Great. I wish you'd always come for lunch.
Yeah, if there was more parking. Okay, the next item is minutes of the October 18th and October 26th.
Move approval is submitted.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, they are approved. Required approvals, action requested on medical staff credentials, appointments, and reappointments, medical staff policy with no changes, and the 2017-39-39 surplus equipment.
Approval is submitted.
Second.
Any discussion?
I reviewed all of the applications. They were in order.
Very good. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
A discussion maybe for a later day is Barb approached me and asked us what the process is going to be when Commissioner DeLeo no longer serves that role.
Yes.
So it's certainly something we don't have to decide right now, but it's got a couple months to.
Right.
Tony has spoiled us.
Okay, thank you. All right, we'll go into our debrief of the October 4th special session board retreat. So in your packets, the first item should be the overall evaluation summary. This is a compilation that Carmen made of the evaluations that we supplied to her. And I thought they were very interesting, very positive. For the most part. So take a look and we can go through them. If anybody has any questions or comments, looks like everything on the average responses were all above 4 on the quality, the relevance, the quality of discussion. Facilities and retreat, accomplishing the goals. Retreat was excellent or good or okay use of my time. Feel free to jump in, guys.
I'm doing great.
I know it was most important and useful. I thought that was interesting. The meetings of the minds among board members, I thought that was really the goal. And going before the tip of the iceberg, extend committee use, and to learn the effect that the board's members' behavior was having on the CEO, other board members, and administration. And what would you change? Nothing. That's pretty good. And having you encourage me sooner to get what the others needed to hear from me. And then what topics would you like to see covered at future retreats, meeting structure? I'll wait and see how it goes and what we need. Role playing, maybe, and CEO evaluation compensation, which we have an answer to today. And excellent, thanks, and extremely well delivered. And any other comments or feedback? Does anybody have anything to add about the retreat? Their thoughts and feelings about it?
I think it says it all.
So we did come up with an action plan, and that's next in your packet. So we can go over that, the board meeting structure. And these are, we've identified who is going to take the lead in it, the date that it should be implemented or completed, and the current status. And most of them are underway or not that started. The main thing are the shift to the monthly board meetings rather than two, and to change them so that they begin at 2:00 and will end at 5:30. And the first hour and 15 minutes will be an education session, then we'll have a break, and then a 15-minute break, and then we'll go into our business meeting. I think the significance of when the significance of an issue warrants it, consider adding public comment immediately following presentation of topic. We normally do that, but this would be more of a mandate, which I think is great. One of the other ideas was to have shorter presentations so that there are more discussion time. And so if you look in your packet a little further, you'll find two items. One is the board meeting agenda item cover sheet. So this would be given to anybody who would make a presentation before the board. And it asks the item, what it is, who's responsible for it, the action requested for discussion or whatever action might be requested. And then it gives a little background and then a summary, suggested discussion questions. Remember, that was something that we really thought would be helpful at the end, that there are actual questions for the board that could prompt discussion.
Just a quick question about this. So this is basically the template with these areas open, but as a guide, this is the guidance to how that would be filled out.
Yes.
Is that what you're suggesting?
And then here, beyond that is the suggested template
right. That
we talked about. So we have the title, and then the ask, what we're expected to do. And background, why, and then the key supporting points, and then the final slide would be the ask again, and strategic level questions.
So we are looking to see if there's a PowerPoint Suboxone treatment to help with this transition with the team. Because the approach up to this point has kind of just been try to guess every question and or a piece of information that we think would be helpful, and then add 10% more. So I think it's really going to take a lot more time to distill to, and some guesswork. So this will probably take 3 to 6 months as we feel our way? Are we asking the right, are we summarizing the presentations correctly? Are we triggering the right questions? My hope is by the middle of next year, it'll feel more comfortable to both of us. But we're gonna roll it out in January.
These are major changes that we're making in how the board operates. So, it'll be a work in progress for a while, but I think we're really making inroads. Yes?
And how do you envision our feedback on this? I mean, do we have a form just at the time that we fill out, or how do you want to get the feedback so that people know that it is or is not meeting our needs, or?
You mean?
So let's say there's a presentation and then we have a discussion after a presentation. Then what is the mechanism that you're envisioning that we would give feedback to whoever presented or to you or to whatever?
Would we develop that as we go along?
Yeah,
I think we need to have a little bit of that first too, and then with a discussion from all of us how we would like further.
Yeah, well, that's my question.
Yeah.
I mean, we've experimented with different ways of giving feedback in the past to the whole meeting, so I'm just wondering what method we would envision.
Yeah, I just thought it would be part of the discussion.
Okay.
The only thought it'd be on that is some way to get the general feedback to all future presenters so that, so it gives them an idea which way we'll lead.
Yeah.
What?
That would be administration.
I've seen work okay for meetings like this. Is at the end of the meeting some sort of a summary of how well did the meeting go?
Yeah.
And maybe we implement that January, February, March, April. With the subset being presentations. Presentations were too short, cut too much out. More of this, less of that. So maybe we try that at the beginning.
Yeah,
how that works.
Okay. I think that would be much more useful than trying to fill out a form afterwards.
Because there's no discussion and you
don't
know.
Right.
You might say not so good, but you can't have any dialogue to explain why it didn't work for you, but it worked for somebody else. So
yeah.
I think it's much better.
Yeah. And then one person feeds off of another one.
Yeah.
One idea feeds off of another idea. Okay. So take a look and see what you think. And then another idea or action plan is board education. So the discussion topic calendar drafted for review by Via Healthcare, and this is also in your packet, and that is a suggested calendar. And so take a look at that and see if you think of anything different. We'll come back at the next business meeting and talk about these things. All of the oversight, board policy review, all of these are board self-assessment in May. We were thinking having Karma come back in May for orientation for the new member of the board, and to evaluate how we are doing with our new board work, with our new process. And then the CEO performance assessment, that's the last thing that's in your packet. And there's a very good document here that Karma provided about the value of CEO performance evaluation, which I think most of us are aware of, but it does have some really good insight into it, and even a timeline. Which brings me to the last item, which is she provided three different samples of CEO evaluations that she has successfully used in the past, and I chose this one to bring to you because it's it's assessment of key accountabilities. And to my mind, this one marries the specific criteria and metrics that we like to have, but also the subjective part of it. And as she says and points out in her document, the subjective measures, so while the measures should be as objective and quantitative as possible, it's also important to be fair and recognize that some skills necessary to running a successful hospital don't lend themselves well to quantifiable analysis. So this, in my estimation, marries both. So take a look at it and see what you think. And Mike has taken a look and concurs.
Yeah,
it's a great plan. So then the suggestion would be to come back on the next business meeting on the 15th with ideas for this, and hopefully your blessing for it. And then we will fill it in and individually. And then at the first meeting in December, an executive session will go over. You will send the results to Alyssa, and then the board chair will compile the results. Then at the next meeting in December, the first meeting in December, we will go over the results in executive session, and Mike can either be present, or we can discuss it among ourselves, and then ask Mike to come join us for the last part of it, and then set compensation on any compensation differences on December 20th, the last meeting of December, to be the business meeting. So that sounds good to you all. Yes?
I was noticing in the sample timeline that obviously we don't have 3 months between.
We compressed it a bit, yes.
My math is correct.
Yes.
Well, your math has been doubtful before.
Well, so,
I'm not sure.
However, this was probably predicated on one meeting a month.
Sure.
So we're doing the timeline.
In three sections.
Maybe, yes.
But I did notice in here that it talks about the CEO's self-evaluation. And I haven't looked at this enough yet to know, is that part of this process? I guess I'm looking at two processes, and I'm wondering if that's part of it.
When you read this, you will see this is more aimed at board, at the board's opinions,
right,
and documentation, so consideration. So that's why I thought that when we fill it out, and then Mike is present after we discuss it a little bit, because at that point he can answer any questions that we may have, because we're late. I mean, it would be much better to have this timeline a little longer, but.
No, I'm not arguing with the length of the timeline. I'm just wondering, I like the idea of someone like Mike, a CEO, presenting their own evaluation of how they've done, and I'm not sure if that's part of this process, because we haven't had a chance to read this yet, so I'm just wondering whether, is that something that we'd like to include, or is that already included, and just hear from Mike, whether or not he thinks that's
Well, I thought about that too, and gave it a lot of consideration, but I was thinking, since it's so compressed, I don't know how, Mike, would you have time to do this, to fill, to come up with these examples and things. I just think this.
No, that's not. I guess that's not what I'm. It doesn't have to be very complex. It could be very summary.
It could be just 10 areas,
and here's where I would like to do better, and here's where I really excel, and here's where I don't know if that's. just a, something that I'm used to seeing in other situations where people use a self-evaluation, some kind of brief self-evaluation tool, but I'm certainly not attached to it.
But I think in the past, we went, last year, we went through the strategic plan, I believe, and the metrics that we had decided upon, and Mike went through and said where he was, what had been accomplished, where there had been glitches, and so in my book that was a self-evaluation. But and it was a two-year plan, wasn't it? I believe so. Some things weren't finished. Yeah.
So I think, I mean, personally, I think that would be really interesting and valuable. The basic, you know, the basic. I mean, it's the same questions used in self-evaluation as used in 360 evaluations. You just, you know, I've heard that. What does this person do well? What could they improve? It's a very basic evaluation sort of. And so, I'd be really, if it wasn't a burden, that would help. Help me as we go into the evaluation process. And it could be really just one paragraph each. It could be part of the evaluation if you wanted to, like, when we go into executive session. I think it'd be valuable to add to this process. And that said, I still think some sort of 360 evaluation would be valuable to talk about, not a huge deal. I know it's a complexity at this level doing a 360 evaluation, so it's a tricky thing, so I appreciate that, but I still think we could figure out a way to do it someday.
I think we're all in agreement that, you know, Mike is part of the process. It's just a matter of when, I think, is the, yeah, it's the timing.
If the board felt it would be helpful for me to do a self-evaluation,
but it has to be no longer than the presentations that the staff has given to the board.
It will be very succinct.
Me and my simplistic approach to life is to maybe have Mike fill out the same form that we're filling out.
Yeah.
Just get an idea of where he thinks he is and where we think he is. It'd be kind of interesting to compare him with.
Sure. Could do that.
Very brief comment on each sector, but about 3 sentences worth, so that.
Happy to do it.
So then the question now is, do we do this before we do our evaluation, or at the same time?
Well, I think we bring. I would think we would bring ours in, and he brings his in, and it's just part of the mix.
Okay, so we're back to the timeline of having it on the 1st of December, first meeting in December, then. Everybody brings their evaluations filled in, because the next meeting we're going to
35 days.
And are you envisioning that we would just sit and talk about them, or are you envisioning we make, and I hope we don't have to make copies of everybody so we all have, I mean, we just sort of have it.
Just be mindful of the environment.
Well, discuss it. I think what happened the first couple of years I was here is that there was a document similar to the one that Jill passed out. The board members filled it out, got it to Susie. Susie developed a composite of all the scores, and then that was available for the commissioners. So you sort of looked at, here's the average score and all the comments. So I just gave a list of that bunch of work.
Right.
But that's the document you look at. I guess that would be the December meeting, and then have some discussion amongst the board. And I think a couple of times you met privately and then called me in, and then a couple of times you didn't. But I'm comfortable with either, whatever board thinks would be best.
All right, great. So we'll go back to the original then, and you we finalize it on the business meeting on the 15th of this month, and then we fill in, we change, make any changes that we agree on, you take those and fill them in and get them back as soon as possible to Alyssa, then we compile them, and then on December 6th we have them there that we can discuss and we'll use that as our tool for beginning of the basis of discussion. Commissioner DeLeo?
Two quick questions. First of all, can we send this out in an electronic format that we can fill it in and then email it back? I mean, we get it quicker and it's probably easier to read. And secondly, as we're going through this, if we see anything that we would like additional information to help us make a decision, who would we with that request through you?
So for the 15th, we haven't filled this in yet.
No.
We're just making comments about this format.
Right.
Then by December, then for the December one, we need to give Alyssa a week. So we should send it to her. Could we send this to her anytime?
Well, as soon as possible. Yeah, you know, I mean,
But at least a week before the December 1st meeting, so she has an opportunity to collate them. So if you'll give us a drop dead date for getting to you, then that'd be great.
Other questions? Okay.
Great.
We have our marching orders.
Well, I appreciate the all the effort that went into this.
One suggestion on the board action plan is getting material in advance of the meeting. And that was discussed quite a bit during our retreat. I don't see it on here.
Yeah.
Because like this material, we get this ahead of time. Done some of that discussion.
That was one of the.
I think that was because getting it to us, if we went to the fourth Wednesday of the month, mm-hmm. then we could get it all by the third Wednesday of the month. And we're still batting on the first and third as opposed to just one meeting on the fourth.
Gotcha.
That was my take on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, it would be handy to be able to look through this beforehand. But I think that's why we want to go to the fourth meeting of the month.
Yes, and so if we stipulate that packets will be out by the third week of the month.
By the third Wednesday of the month.
Yeah.
So you've got at least 7 days.
With the exception maybe of the finances.
No.
No, the finances should
push,
be out.
If you push back the meeting date to the fourth Wednesday.
So we could get the finance a week ahead.
Sorry, Ann. The team does an outstanding job. I know Ann's, it's a good thing she's not paying attention to what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Wait.
Because they kill themselves to get the financial report by the end of the second week. But I like getting it at the end of the second week. So
no,
we're going to still encourage them to do so.
Can I speak?
Yes, absolutely.
Since you're addressing me, I have not been given any indication that that would push our deadline back. All. I think the expectation is that we would still reach for the same timing we do now. There's no reason for us to be slow, unless for some reason there's a particularly troubling material issue.
Or numbers floating around. But that does give you a couple more days if you need be, so the following Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think I'm less worried about the financial report and more worried about the other SLG members who will now have to plan a little bit more accordingly. You have to redefine your definition of just in time with this manual. You learned it from Ms. Cardinal, it was 15 minutes before board time.
But they can still work to that third Wednesday.
That's right.
That's the deadline, the third Wednesday of the month, whatever.
All right.
I mean, because and then you've got the week. We've got the week to go. So nothing's changed from you guys for you guys. That's how I look at it.
I see it that way.
Is there any further? Yes.
Could we look at the calendar for just a second? Sure. The board, I guess it's labeled the board action plan. It says here number 3. Board education review and adopt education and discussion topic calendar. You've got in here that we'll do that by November.
That's it.
Yes, I'd love to have us have a little more time to think about that and review that, so maybe this could, oh, well, in November we've got one more meeting.
Yes.
So you're saying we would try to do this by the 15th. Got it. And then there was one other thing in here, called the oversight. It says end of November. Are we planning to meet in November, Mike, on the quality?
I don't know when that meeting is.
I have. Okay, so
possibly
November.
I hope that it is. Yeah,
it's
been trying to put it together,
isn't it? It's December. The quality. Exact quality.
I think this is another meeting. Do I have that?
That one's going to be like December 2nd, I think.
Because of
having to be.
All right.
Yeah, with the provider's schedule.
All right. So this, I guess, it's December.
December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Then.
I guess I'm wondering if that's going to be December. I feel a little nervous about adopting this whole list of education topics when at that meeting in December, when we're talking about quality and how to include some quality in each meeting. And, you know, I'm just not quite sure what's going to come out of that. So,
so you want to push that from November to the business meeting in December?
To me, that makes sense.
Okay.
That gives us time to really look at quality.
December 1st, Friday, December 1st.
Okay.
So right before the education.
Oh, okay.
So I think, since it's new, I think we need to have a little flexibility get it.
Yeah. This is just,
template where Karma filled in the blanks.
Right. Yeah. So we can make any changes we want.
Yeah.
No, that's for sure, but I need to go through and try to adopt something formally and then suddenly have a task force or whatever it's called and come back and say, well, here's some other ideas.
Makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Let's see. Is there any other discussion about the okay, then we'll move on to
is there a you think that Calabas will be back in May, is that your first meeting in May? Or just before our board meeting in May, if we go to one meeting
saying.
So she'll be here for the prior to the
She's gonna be here for in Seattle, right?
Yeah, Karma is working with Wisha, NWPHD, and Swedish. So we get a much better deal.
Yeah, deal. That's fine. So we'll just fit, so if we have to have a special meeting because it doesn't fit in with our one board meeting a month, we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, we can have as many special meetings as we need. It's always an option.
Yeah.
And then the, are we going to, I noticed on here the legislative issues, and Mike sent around an email about some special need, not waiting until, are you going to be talking about that today?
I sure can. So normally we wait till the legislature is in session and we go down and visit with our legislative delegation. Because of the seriousness of the issues, Wisha is suggesting that we reach out and try to connect with our delegation before session begins. So the question would be, do you want me to try to get Representatives Chapman, Theringer, and Senator Manway here for some sort of a meeting between now and second week of December?
You're thinking having them come up to see if they can come up here?
Yeah, that's what we've done in the past, since there's not really they're kind of scattered all about the peninsula. I don't know where Steve is now. Kevin's in Squim, and Representative Chapman's in Port Angeles. But that's what we've done in the past, and sometimes two of them come, sometimes one.
Let's offer him a nice lunch.
Yeah. That's a draw. Yes, Commissioner.
Mike, on legislative activity, would this be addressing the capital budget, or is that pretty much a done deal?
Well, it's pretty much a done deal, but it's that pretty much part that is. And it's interesting, you cannot, a week doesn't go by until one of the major newspapers says this is hurting rural communities. I mean, there are schools that are not being developed. What I have learned in some community colleges, that embedded in those capital allocations are maintenance and upkeep operational dollars. So it not only creates a, we can't start a project or finish a project, but there's not the maintenance and upkeep that's necessary, maybe for existing buildings available until capital budget is approved. So this is a big deal, and I don't think it would be a bad thing if it's still hanging out, which I think it will be, to address that. I've chatted with Representative Therringer about it a couple of times, and he knows it's really important, and he knows what's at stake for us. But I think if we're in front of him, that should be an issue that we address.
And then I think there were four specific points that WISHA was wanted us to sort of promote on the email that you sent. So.
Yeah, we should spend some time thinking about what our positions are, because a couple of them are complex.
So,
I'll try.
Okay. Anything else? Then, how about board reports? Let's move to board reports. No reports?
Actually, I do have one more question of Mike, if that's okay.
Sure.
You sent out an email about the CHIP executive director.
Yeah.
Do you have any further notice on that, or?
Let's see.
And Ms. Wharton, you can tell me. You can tell us later if that's preferred.
Ms. Wharton, can give us up to the minute.
She starts on the 13th.
Awesome.
Yay!
Woo! Yeah.
13th of what?
The next May.
This month. Thank you.
Yeah. Great.
So we will. We should extend an invitation to her for the 50th board meeting, so we can all meet her.
Cool.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And maybe Vicky too.
Yes.
Good job.
Super.
To you and your team.
Well done.
Yes.
Doing you too. Yeah. But it's
good job.
We're right at the point where that CHIP work needs a good boost. So it's fabulous that this person can hit the ground.
I'd love to hear more about how that person's job description is going to sort of dovetail with other things that are happening in the community or with population health stuff we're doing here, Dunia, whatever. So whatever context you could put on it would be helpful.
Are you asking for a formal presentation?
Better get her feet under the table.
Yeah,
first.
I don't want to scare her away.
Scare her away, for goodness sake. She's not even, I mean, what is
it? No. I don't mean for her to do that. I mean for Jen.
Yeah, right. Sure.
And a 7-slide or less PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yeah, so you
yes,
can.
That's
you can,
right.
So you can practice your 7
slides or less.
You can.
But you can make them, 200 by 200.
Small print.
Millimeters.
Actually, I think that'll be great. That'll be a great exercise to go through. One of the biggest advantages of our, or I should say, one of the biggest strengths of our community health improvement plan process was the depth and breadth of participation. Mm-hmm. And I think what we are going to be challenging the new ED with is to try to pull that participation back in as we move forward with implementation of some of the solutions. And that's as John Nowak discovered, that's a lot of work coordinating 10, 15 people for each one of the, you know, of the goals. But that's where the real power of the process is. So we're probably going to encourage her to get her head wrapped around that.
But she's got one task force that's still operating, so that's not such a big deal. There are only three.
Yeah, she's got to pull together. I think that there's work going on in nearly all of them, but this will just be a big boost to that work. I don't think any of them are totally parked, but this, like a lot of work going on vaccinations.
Yeah, I was going to say, we met last week.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, good. Good. Oh, so that was the one that you
did. Yeah.
I'm sorry, who met last week?
The vaccination task force.
And I know Molly Parker is.
And we've been meeting all the way through.
Yeah.
Now you got a handler driving the stagecoach.
Yeah.
It's a very unique situation coming into with so much pre-work for the job.
Yeah.
And I mean,
it's
you know, most jobs you just get thrown in there and just like start learning.
Yeah.
You know, and then figuring out so much, you know, scratch.
And plus, so implement in 2018, but didn't we identify end of 2018, first of 2019, begin the community health assessment process again? You know, probably timing's pretty good,
yeah,
because
yeah,
it's always, you're always a little bit more invested in a developing a plan for an assessment that you participated in.
I mean, the experience that the community gained with the previous assessment,
yeah,
should make the second one, the next one, much easier, I think. I mean,
yeah,
still a lot of work, but at least there's sort of a template and the players are identified.
Yeah. I've been through it once before. But we're thrilled to pieces that she's joined her team. She's going to be great. Vicki Kirkpatrick's very excited, and everybody, all the stakeholders are enthusiastic about her.
That's great. Is she coming from very far away? Or?
Well, she's in Whidbey Island now.
Oh, yeah.
But I think her work experience has been elsewhere. But yeah, she's in love with this part of the country.
That's good. Anything else? Motion to adjourn.
So move.
That concludes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.